Go ahead. Gouge me. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The House of Representatives has passed the Federal Price Gouging Prevention Act, a bill making it unlawful for any person to sell crude oil, gasoline, etc., at any price that is unconscionably excessive. And the sponsors will tell you it's tough. 10 years in prison. Fines up to $150 million. There's only one thing no one can tell you. How this will ever work. Does anybody think a law against price gouging is actually going to stop price gouging? It came out in the testimony that the price jumps in Europe for the same gas have been much smaller than here. That's supposed to be evidence of how badly gouged we are. But I think it's evidence of something else. The Europeans actually have a choice. If they don't want to drive, they can get on a train. Heck, I've been in European towns where you can walk places, even flabby people. In the typical American suburb, the only place you can walk is to your sport court. Because there's only one real way to control the price of gasoline or any product, and that is to make it possible for people not to buy it when it costs too much. And that's our fault. Most of us want to live in suburbs that are business-free and to get into a 200-horsepower car to buy lettuce, which I admit can be a lot of fun. But then you have to face the truth, which is the reason we get gouged is that we deliberately created the transportation system that makes gouging possible. If there were other ways to get around, we could tell those oil companies exactly where they could stick their high-priced gas. As it is, there's only one place we can tell them to stick it, and that's in my tank. Fill her up. Gouge me. I love the pain. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.